The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day. It's Wednesday, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, for those of you dialing us up. And for those of you checking out the Power Mall, I want to recap yesterday. We got word in from the Power Mall that people were a little confused about what we gave away yesterday from North American Urban Spice. Now, the gift we gave away, and we're going to do this two more times because 10% off all North American Urban Spice products this week, as well as Grown by Nature products. And of course, you can sign up for auto ship on either one of these two. Grown by Nature products, you get free shipping on those. And that's why we're having Jason Derkovics on the show in our next hour. The gift that we gave away yesterday to John in Wisconsin, it was a $260 North American Urban Spice package. All right. Now, it wasn't, people got confused and said, oh my God, it was that Purely pack and they wanted $260. No. Here's what the $260 was. There was five different things to equal that $260 value. One of them was the Purely liver. The other was the Purely pack, which was 10 capsules in this giant can. All right. The other one was black seed oil, 12 ounce, oregano oil, super strength, 1 ounce, and a bottle of Nuke Protect. For those of you who needed to know, this bottle right here, I'm holding up, Nuke Protect. All right, just so you know, that's what the total was, $260, just so you know. So we get to clarify that. We have two of the Aquanetics. We had Alan Gossett on to talk about that. The H2O Emergency Backpack Water Filtration Systems. These have a $100 off sale price, but we've only got two of them left. So if you want one of those systems, you need to call and order them today. James McCanney's MR5 Whole House Filter Combo Deal. The discount ends tonight at midnight Pacific Time, where if you get, this is almost $1,000 off on the whole system. I have one, love it. Purifies the water. I'm taking a shower in clean water. Fluoride free, everything free. Well, I've got a well, so that makes a difference. But for those of you on city water, the chances are, you know, because so many of these things are fluoridated, here's a great way to get rid of the fluoride in your system, plus all the other bacteria and garbage they never tell you about. The retail price of the unit is $23.50. The sale price is $13.80. Do the math. That's almost a grand off. You can go to thepowermall.com to buy one of these directly, or, and make sure you let us know you did. You can call 877-817-9829. Power Mall opens up in less than an hour, Central Time, 8 to 4. And you can order one for the sale price of $13.80. That's incredible because you get 2 years supply worth of filters. I mean, such a deal. And now we also have available the Miracle 2 Neutralizer Powder. Makes a gallon. It's a powder concentrate. You can save money on shipping that way. The new North American Urban Spice products at the Power Mall are Black Seed Gummies. Talked about them yesterday with Justin Porter. And Purely Zinc, for those of you that need that as a supplement. Strauss Naturals, They're available for auto ship, but you can order all of them. Any product, even the new ones, the Travel Bug Drops and the Woman's Wonder Drops, those are available for auto ship. Of course, you can cancel that anytime. Doesn't work out. The Daily Deal is on thepowermall.com. And of course, if you don't have internet, don't panic. If you call when we open up in 55 minutes, 877-817-9290, you can request a catalog and we'll walk you through the whole thing. Okay? You want to purchase. The 631-359-8232 phone number is the number that we control. All the other phone numbers that you're calling in on, you might find in addition to your phone bill that's unappreciated. That's because they detect that you're listening to the show for 2 hour stretches at a time. And they're like, whoa, 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 we can't have that. So you get a bill for it. Well, you get to dispute the bill. But remember, if you go to 631-359-8232, that's our number. And you can listen to the Power Hour by that number. Appreciate your donations as well. P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814 is our address. If you want to snail mail us anything, including a letter indicating why you deserve one of RickSatelliteUSA.com's Galaxy 19 free-to-air satellite systems on the KU band, RickSatelliteUSA.com is going to be giving another unit away. Oh, yeah. These units are $269, including shipping. One-time equipment purchase. Once you buy that dish and set it up, you don't need any, no fees, nothing after that. You listen to the Power Hour for free. Don't have to worry about the phone. Getting phone bills. Speaking of phone, Rick Kaler can answer your questions from the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, if you call him at 816-228-1801. We have newsletters, right? They're free. Thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com. Click the newsletter tab and sign up. We're on social media as well, including Substack. And let's see what else is cooking here. Oh, yeah, we got to do the drum roll for today's top five news stories. Short drum roll. A federal judge has blocked the White House's new rules for people seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, handing a win to left-wing immigration groups. Of course, the judge, John Tigar, is an Obama appointee. He's in Northern California, of course. Libtard judge found the rules unlawful because the mandate imposes conditions that Congress did not intend. Tigar, the judge, stayed his own ruling for 14 days, allowing the Biden administration to file an appeal before his order takes effect. So, what's really funny is the way that the news story reads about a federal judge has blocked the White House's new rules. I didn't know the White House could make up new rules, did you? How can inanimate objects like the White House could be any White House? I love it. These people are so crazy. They could have said the Biden administration. No, instead they call it the White House. The White House came up with this immigration policy. I didn't know White Houses could think, did you? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was involved in a car crash while campaigning in Tennessee yesterday. He's okay. Don't worry. It was apparently members of his campaign were also in the vehicle. And from what it looks like, it was a rear ender because his campaign travels in a motorcade, right? So apparently somebody hit the brakes, somebody wasn't paying attention, he got rear-ended. Okay. So that's, you know, it's news, but it's, you know, not serious. He's fine. Anybody looking to travel to Europe next year? Oh, maybe you want to put your travel plans on hold. U.S. citizens are going to need a visa to travel to Europe next year. So you should be aware of the new requirements that will go into effect for U.S. passport holders. Yep, passport, not good enough. If you previously traveled to Europe without a visa, you're now going to have to apply for authorization through the European Travel Information and Authorization System, or ETIAS, ETIAS, before visiting. Today, American travelers have visa-free access to 184 global destinations, according to the Henley Passport Index. And while the U.S. passport is currently ranked eighth most powerful passport to own, that could be set to shift when the EU adds this new documentation requirement for U.S. visitors. I guess they don't want anybody traveling to Europe because it's a big hassle. Oh, no, trust me, all those people that are desperate to go. Man, I'm glad I visited Ireland with my wife when we did back in 2019 before this COVID garbage hit. So, you know, this may discourage a lot of people from traveling. Maybe if everybody stopped going to Europe, unless it's for business, obviously. If it's for business, well, your hands are tied. And if you're going to succumb to all of their demands, then so be it. Have fun. Republicans on two major congressional panels responsible for oversight are demanding answers from the IRS about their decision to destroy more than 30 million taxpayer documents. Yeah, they're not, even though Congress, the House Ways and Means Committee, and the Subcommittee on Oversight are demanding an explanation, IRS is not real forthcoming. A judge is demanding an explanation from Hunter Biden's lawyers, which may face legal sanctions for allegedly misrepresenting themselves, to the court clerk in order to have information related to IRS whistleblowers removed from the case records. Oops. A member of Mr. Biden's legal team is accused of falsely identifying herself while requesting the removal of amicus materials. Ow! According to the court clerk, oh yeah, we got a name, Jessica Bengals, a New York-based Latham & Watkins litigation services director, contacted the clerk and asked to have the information kept confidential. In a July 25th letter, that would be yesterday, Theodore Cotilla informed Delaware Judge Mary Ellen Norica of the alleged trick and that the clerk's office had advised that someone contacted the court representing they work with my office and they were asking the court to remove this from the docket. You know, when they do stuff like that, they deserve a sanction. Heck, I've seen an instance where Bank of America's attorney actually approached one of the judge's own administrative law clerks that was in charge of pro se filings on a street corner in Kansas City, Missouri. A Bank of America lawyer came up and bribed the clerk to delay the pro se filing of a plaintiff in a case against Bank of America. We've got actual documentation it happened. Why? Because the court clerk then went in and hid the pro se filer's filing and got caught because the transaction on the street corner was witnessed by the chief of the clerk's office legal division and one other member of the clerk's office, saw the whole transaction go down, went back and told the administrative law judge, who I've met personally, like the guy immensely, smart man. He called the clerk in, said, did you hide that document? Well, yeah. And why did you hide the document? Did the Bank of America attorney approach you and told you to hide it and you'd get paid money? Yeah. Okay, clean out your desk. You got 30 days to appeal my dismissal of you and your services. They're no longer needed here. I'll get somebody else to do your job that can't be bribed. You see, these banks will stop at nothing to screw homeowners. I have that on personal knowledge. happened with the case I was working on. That case, I just told you. I was working on that case. So I had personal knowledge it went down. That's how I got to meet the judge. That's how I got to find out I had a target on my back from Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, who tried to have me thrown out of court for being there because they knew I wrote the book Clouded Titles, which, by the way, is available at the Power Mall. I know, shameless plug, right? In world news at 7:15 Central, Americans are urged to keep a low profile amid an outbreak of violence in Dublin. Imagine that. Boy, I'm glad we went when we did. We didn't have those problems, but now we do. U.S. Embassy in Dublin has told visitors to take special precautions and follow a number of safety measures as the Irish capital is experiencing a surge in violent crimes. This comes as the local authorities are now trying to boost the city's police force. For those of you who don't know who they are, we lovingly call them the Garda, G-A-R-D-A. That's the name of their police force, all right? Let me give a little lesson in how things are done over there. Just so you know, the U.S. Department of Defense announced $400 million in additional security assistance for Ukraine yesterday, including air defense missiles, armored vehicles, small drones, as Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia grinds on. So we're going to be, and this is, of course, Reuters telling us this. This will include, for the first time, U.S.-furnished Black Hornet surveillance drones made by Teledyne FLIR Defense, part of Teledyne Technologies. Gee, I wonder how many of us local folk out here are invested in Teledyne Technologies. I wonder how many congresspeople are invested in Teledyne Technologies. It's not insider trading. I just told you, okay? You heard it on the news. Yeah. Or you could do that Where's the Dress bit with Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. I heard it on the radio when I was in the tub. Yeah. Teledyne Technologies. Maybe you should check into their stock if you're still playing the markets. I wonder if they went up because of that. You know, all the defense contractors get rich during wartime, right? This is a Norwegian-built Hornet being used in Ukraine through donations by the British and Norwegian governments, the company said. These FLIR, that's forward-looking infrared technology, unmanned aerial systems, was awarded a $93 million contract in April. I wonder how many Congress people knew that because they're there to provide small reconnaissance drones to whom? The U.S. Army. Yep. By the way, you know their Jeeps have no reverse gear? That's a Marine Corps joke. Where did I hear that from? Marine folk. Arr, yeah. Okay, moving along. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said yesterday he's formally invited 203 countries, but not Russia and Belarus, to participate in the Paris Olympics, which begin in a year's time. Bach said in mid-July, neither Russia nor its ally in the invasion of Ukraine, Belarus, would be invited as a team. The IOC, however, has left the door open for these athletes to compete as neutrals in the 2024 Summer Games without their teams competing. Neutrals. Okay. A little pat on the back and a kick in the butt at the same time, right? Ecuador's president has declared a state of emergency. The toll from the jail riots hits 31 as army wrests back control of the jail in Ecuador's prisons in Guayaquil. The violence hobbled jail. Now, you know, there's violence breaking out all over Ecuador now, just so you know. Ben and Jerry's parent company. I'll bet you want to know who that is so we can boycott them. Yep, Unilever. Did you get that? They're the parent company of Ben and Jerry's. Believe it or not, they've agreed to comply with Russian conscript law, opening up the possibility thousands of its employees that work for Ben & Jerry's in Russia could be sent to the war in Ukraine if they're called up. Ben and Jerry said, "You need the troops, Vladimir. Yes, we going to comply. You go right ahead, get the troops. Yes, yes, Volodymyr, we have troops to come against you." Volodymyr says, "U.S., we need more money. We need more troops. We need more everything. Give us everything so we can keep the war effort going. Yes, I make demand. Why? Because we have to protect all our biological weapons labs over here that you guys helped us set up." Yeah, never a dull moment, right? Yeah, all those comrades. How many of them identify as U.S. congresspeople? That's what I want to know. How many of them are comrades? 6 men have been found guilty of murder and attempted murder for their part of the 2016 Brussels terrorist attacks that killed 32 people and injured more than 300. It took them this long to convict them. Wow. The World Health Organization, oh, here we go again, has warned cases of dengue fever could reach record highs this year. Oh, you know what's going to happen now. Dengue fever. Their rates are rising globally with reported cases since 2000 up 8-fold to 4.2 million last year. 4.2 million out of how many billion people? And where is that? Where is it? Mostly Africa? Yeah, Sudan, capital of Khartoum. We know that. I read a lot of the backstory. Of course, if you can believe that, now we've got cases of dengue fever in Texas and Florida and a couple other states. And we're all supposed to be panic-stricken. Wow. Dengue fever has killed less than 1,000 people. Yet 4.2 million were infected, but less than 1,000 people died of it because they probably thought it was just the flu and decided to not get treated. This happened during COVID. People thought that I went to a convention, came home, got flu, must have picked the bug up from the convention. I can ride this out. And meanwhile, COVID turned his brain into a sponge. And he died. So there are a lot of people out there that don't take a condition like this seriously, but to fear monger and cause panic. The headline, of course, cases of severe tropical disease exploding with no end in sight. Yeah, where's my lions and tigers and bears? Oh my, when you need it, you know? That's okay, Todd. You don't have to play it. We all know it's propaganda. Because see, whenever garbage like this comes out, it means there's a vaccine soon to follow. It's kind of like Mary Had a Little Lamb, you know? Ireland, this coming from a country known for its citizens' stereotypical propensity to drink, Ireland has signed a law requiring cancer warnings to be placed on all alcoholic beverages. Wow. Now, how are you going to do that on a pint of Guinness? Oh, trust me, when I went to Ireland in 2019, the Guinness is so good in Ireland. I mean, if you could get there before all hell breaks loose and you have to have one of these visas and try the Guinness over there, it is just absolutely unbelievable. It is so fresh, tastes nothing like the Guinness here. I mean, you could sit there. This is why they sit in the pubs over there and drink Guinness after Guinness after Guinness. You get full, but you don't get drunk, really. Now, when you start hitting the Irish whiskey, that's a whole different story. And, of course, like I said, it's stereotypical. But this is really crazy. This is the Irish government wanting cancer warnings on all alcoholic beverages. Of course, this was opposed by the drinks industry chiefs worldwide, but cleared by the EU and the World Trade Organization regulators, expected to come into force in May of 2026. Just wow. Drinking Irish whiskey causes cancer. Okay. bada bing, bada boom. The heat wave and drought have left Tunisia farmers struggling to survive. Guess what the heat wave is over there? 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Left water in short supply and the future uncertain. Just so you know, this is Al Jazeera reporting that news. Fire-ravaged Greece is bracing for more heat as well. 116.6 degrees Fahrenheit yesterday, even as other parts of Europe cool. It's still ravaging Greece. We're talking about fire all over. These wildfires are just going crazy. They're evacuating people. But see, Al Jazeera is probably more believable than Reuters, believe it or not. I mean, take your pick of any American media, AP, UPI, whatever. I mean, I'm not even sure what UPI is doing. United Press International, they may not even be in business anymore. I remember way back when I was doing news in Kansas City, UPI was a big thing. But alas, that's our world news for today at 26 minutes after the hour. The Internal Revenue Service has received an $80 million boost in funding last year as part of the $1.2 trillion Inflation Reduction Act. It's announced a plan to hire tens of thousands of agents and spend billions of dollars on enforcement. Ah, see, we were talking about that yesterday. Yeah, $10 million in weapons, ammunition, gear, tactical lighting, optical sights, ballistic helmets. All this being purchased since 2020. And of course, now Congress wants to know about the quantity and type of these weapons, ammunition, explosive devices, armored vehicles, drones, tear gas, and other equipment in the agency's possession. See, while we have time left, I want to talk about this. During Waco and Ruby Ridge, the government wanted to know, one, are they armed? And two, do they have the capability to withstand a chemical attack? Those are the two things they wanted to know. That means that having a gas mask with ample filters is probably a good thing. Now, trying to find armored piercing rounds, that might be tough because they kind of limited those things. Not only the government can have armor piercing rounds. Yeah, see how that works? This is what they do. And explosive devices, what are we talking about? These little handheld grenades? How many grenades does it take to blow up a building? A few. Yeah, don't let this intimidate you. I remember a long time ago, a friend of mine was showing me the CIA Book of Dirty Tricks. I guess copies are still floating around out there, huh? Amazing how that works. Oh, well. IRS is yet to comment on it. But in the meantime, we got more news after the break here at the bottom of the hour in the Power Hour. I know, doesn't this just get your curiosity up a bit? We'll be back to continue our conversation on about that here in just a few. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helps us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we went to break, we were talking about this story about Representative Stephanie Bice of Oklahoma, who's a Republican. She's a member of the powerful House Appropriations Committee, the House Budget Committee, and the Committee on House Administration. She's demanding an answer from IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel within five business days about the increasing militarization of the IRS. Now, it's bad enough that a lot of us were duped into obtaining a Social Security number because it was voluntary, as you know. They make it sound like it's mandatory, but I know people that never applied for one, and they're part of the underground economy. And they're existing, they're surviving, they get paid in cash, they don't report it, they don't have to file a tax return because they never applied and got a Social Security number. And see, what they didn't tell you was, as soon as you fill out that Form 1040, you are obligated to fill out a Form 1040. As long as you have a Social Security number, you got to report every single bit of income. Otherwise, you see, and now you know, they're doing this militarization of the IRS because they are going to start making examples of people. Even if yesterday we told you that Werfel, their agency chief, is sitting there making claims about we're going to be kinder and gentler and not come in heavy. Don't believe it. Not one word of it. Like the FBI, the IRS also ask questions with the intent of entrapment. Ask questions that, you know, see, most people, you get in front of an audit and you're so bloody intimidated You tell them anything. Just get me out of here. If you've ever been audited by the IRS, you know what I'm talking about. And you'll tell them anything just to get out, hoping that they don't gouge you too much in the audit and make you pay more taxes. The self-employed that are just sole proprietors, they're the ones that get beat up more than the LLCs do. Speak from experience. But then when you're talking about tactical lighting, does the average American consumer have the opportunity to purchase tactical lighting and optical sights and ballistic helmets? Yeah, you do. Now, the kind of weapons they have, which mostly are probably the Heckler and Cooks and all that, they have the high-tech stuff, the MP4s, you know, all that good stuff that they used at Waco. You know, they got all that. They look like high tech, you know, like space age ray guns, you know, but they don't. They shoot bullets. We must have the bullets, comrade. And of course, the kind of ammunition they probably have, I'd want to know whether or not it's hollow points, because they have more stopping power and more lethality than standard full metal jacket ammo. Now, as far as explosive devices go, you know, it really seriously makes you wonder, you know, how creative people can get. Yeah, looking for recipes. You got to be careful about that. See, when you use your internet to search for recipes, and I think you know what I'm talking about, they're talking about explosive devices. You're being tracked. So don't do that. That's a word of encouragement, not legal advice. You're crazy to go searching for anything like that online. You have to be a little bit more creative than that. Because see, you go searching for stuff like ammonium fertilizer, you know, 40, 0&0. Yeah, you just raised a red flag. So we encourage people, please do not get online and go do that. Because you're probably going to get a visit from people you don't want to see. Armored vehicles, yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, our vehicles have armor, all right. The kind of armor that literally, I mean, they can turn your car into Bonnie and Clyde just in an instant. Drones? Now, do you have the capability of having drones? Sure you do. Could they come in handy if you're being attacked and they're coming in heavy and you want to see where they're coming from and you have the ability to have surveillance video? Yeah, you do, as long as it's not plugged into the internet. Because then, see, other companies, outside companies who are cooperating with law enforcement, look at your video and go, hey, what do we got here? Yeah, see what they're doing inside? See, that's what they use FLIR technology for. They used it at Waco, by the way. They flew FLIR technology overhead of Waco so they could see heat signatures inside the house. I'm having a very frank conversation with you here because I studied a lot of this. You don't make the same mistake. A lot of people have figured this out, that if I get a heat blanket, it might shield my signature. So if you don't want, you know, there are certain kinds of heat blankets out there that keep the heat in, that if you put it over the top of your body, your signature goes away. Interesting how that works, huh? Tear gas. Do you have ability to get possession of tear gas? Well, we have those little spray things that, you know, mace that women like to carry. Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see what the IRS commissioner has to say to Representative Bice. And when Trilateral Commission sage Henry Kissinger shows up in unexpected places like China to have a meeting with Chairman Xi Jinping, we got to wonder what the 100-year-old snake is up to. Why is this guy living so long? Is he taking adrenochrome? I mean, what's going on here? It was Kissinger. You know, Kissinger is a late David Rockefeller boy. He's been known as a Rockefeller man dating back to the 60s, as a matter of fact. And of course, if you read NSM or National Security Memo 200, you know that Kissinger is all about eugenics. So is Rockefeller. But apparently, he and Zbigniew Brzezinski fed technocracy dogma or data to China to make them a giant global octopus. That's what they're doing over there. Just confirming a few things. Moving along, Aaron Hernandez, remember him? He was the guy that was, you know, convicted of murder, went into prison, a tight end, and came out a wide receiver. No, just kidding. He basically committed suicide in prison. His older brother, Dennis DJ Hernandez, has been arrested over concern he was allegedly planning school shootings. What is this, running the family? He was allegedly planning attacks on University of Connecticut and Brown University. He's been arrested 4 times this year. What does this tell you? Wow. Pervert New York City gynecologist Robert Haddon has been sentenced to 20 years in prison by a federal judge after sexually assaulting dozens of his patients for decades. Imagine that. Including the wife of former presidential candidate Andrew Yang when she was 7 months pregnant. How do you let people wow. See, this is one of the reasons why I have a hard time trusting modern medicine, folks. Here's a 64-year-old doctor convicted on sex trafficking charges of 4 counts of enticing victims to cross state lines for him to sexually assault them. We're just getting news reports in that a construction crane has caught fire and collapsed in New York City. Wow. That means there's probably going to be potential deaths or serious injuries as a result of that. Do you remember Carly Russell? You know, she's the woman that concocted a story about kidnapping, about seeing a toddler in diapers on the side of the highway, and said that she was never abducted. Yep. Well, according to a statement from her lawyer, shared by Hoover Police Chief Nicholas Derzis, she lied about the whole thing. Huh. Another Jussie Smollett? Yep. Yeah, I want to be the victim today, so let's make something up. I just wonder why people with issues like this, they, you know, it's like, look what happened to Smollett. I mean, you file a false police report and you engineer a crime and you pay somebody to help you engineer it, or you do something like what she did to get attention. Huh. I mean, they had people out, volunteers out searching. Wow. You know, and now she wants your forgiveness and prayers. Okay. So she's a pathological liar. And, you know, the cops, I'm sorry, but the woman needs mental help. Perfectly obvious, don't you think? I got to ask you that question. Here's something that really should piss you off. It is bad enough that when those 13 bodies were brought back from Afghanistan, you know which ones I'm talking about, and you got Sleepy Joe the hair sniffer looking at his watch every time they offloaded a casket. The family of the Marine, we're talking about the female Marine, G, killed in the Afghanistan withdrawal? Yeah. See, even though things fade as far as that disaster goes, the disaster unfolded remains one of the lowest points in American history. And the bigger part of the issue here is the body got shipped back to the family in California, Roseville. The family then said, well, we want her buried in Arlington, which is the proper thing to do. It would have been cheaper for the family in Roseville just to leave the body in Virginia where it could be buried. But instead, they decided that they wanted the body of their beloved daughter, the Marine, killed in Afghanistan, which could have been prevented but wasn't. The government has now socked the family with a $60,000 travel tab to fly their daughter's remains back to Arlington to be buried in the National Cemetery. What do you think about that? Now, we're back on the subject of guns. I know. Is it worth the comment? It is. Having failed to pass gun bans to curtail Americans' purchases of firearms, the Biden administration appears now to be attempting to restrict the supply of guns with a new zero-tolerance policy at the BATF. You ready for this shocking statistic? It's put nearly 2,000 gun sellers out of business in the last 2 years, according to one lawsuit. Yeah, this is Gun Owners of America talking about this. GOA filed a lawsuit this month against the Biden administration in response to this zero tolerance enforcement. So we decided to include an article, a couple of them actually. One of them is entitled, "When a First Gun Comes Home." In the twilight of last summer, just as this woman who's telling her story boarded a flight, she glanced down at her phone to see four missed calls from Frankie, a good friend of hers in L.A. She heard Lee called back. "He's dead," she shrieked. "He's dead and I need to learn to protect myself." Once Frankie calmly, got her composure together to articulate what was going on after screaming "he's dead," this woman learned that one of her closest friends in the city's downtown area was walking to the gym one sunny morning when an assailant struck him down in an apparent act of random violence. Frankie, who lived alone a few blocks from where this went down, immediately knew she no longer wanted to be a sitting duck. She said, "Anybody could come to my door anytime." So what did her friend suggest? What Frankie ended up doing? A few private range classes later, and Frankie, a foreign national who had come to America a decade ago with European entrenched anti-gun views, was the dignified owner of a SIG P229. "I get it now," she told this woman who's reporting on this story. "I get why anyone, women especially, should have this as a means to protect themselves. Why does it take something bad to happen for this to sink in? Why does it have to hit close to home?" Now I'm going to tell you about a statistical case in point. Between 20 and 2022, as per a recent report from the Gun Control Promoting National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, this is Gun Control Promoting NORC, National Opinion Research Center. You got to look at the statistics here because they're really trying to play this up. 1 in 5 American households bought their first ever firearm, in the last 2 years, which expanded the percentage of American adults living in a residence with a gun to an estimated 46%. That's almost half of America, folks. Now you know why the IRS wants to come in heavy, right? They're afraid. This is why Werfel is going, "Well, maybe we just need to knock on the door and have that little conversation through the door about, yes, we're from the IRS and we're here to, no, I don't want to talk to you. Go away." Yeah. So the thing is that the quote from this organization is, "Over this period, 1 in 20 adults in America, or 5%, purchased a gun for the first time. According to the FBI, an average of 13 million guns were legally sold in the U.S. each year between 2010 and 2019, increasing to about 20 million annual gun sales in both 20 and 21. Further, NORC is reporting that both new and pre-pandemic gun owners showed similar levels of support for their Second Amendment rights and were proponents of concealed carry intended to back enabling educators and school officials to conceal carry on campuses. The findings also pointed out that new gun owners are much more likely to be younger and to be people of color when compared to pre-pandemic gun owners in America. Moreover, the data from the Statista Research Department indicates that Americans between 35 and 54 were more likely to own a gun than those in both the 18 to 34 and the 55 and over brackets. And within the burgeoning demographic of new owners, women stand out from the pack. Yeah, baby, she's packing heat. The National Firearms Survey found that about 42.2% of gun owners are women, a significant leap from decades past in which women comprised only 10 to 20% of all U.S. gun owners. Minority groups are also flocking to gun stores. For example, the NSSF's 2020 surveys found a 58% increase in Black people buying guns compared to a year earlier. The following year, retailers witnessed a 44% spike, and of the pandemic-induced growth, women made up almost one-third of all first-time gun buyers. Now, why do you think all this is? Simple. They don't feel safe. Yep. They don't want to become victims. That's why. And of course, just because they're packing heat doesn't mean they're going to use it. In Jacksonville Beach, Florida, there was this guy broke in. Antonio Grant, 36 years of age, broke into an elderly couple's home on Florida Boulevard in Jacksonville Beach a couple of days ago, forcing open the back door. To his surprise, the homeowner got his gun out and held Grant at gunpoint until police arrived to arrest him. And you know what's really weird? Grant was just released from prison after committing an attempted forcible sexual battery in 2018 in Jacksonville Beach. This time he was arrested and charged with second-degree forcible felony for burglary. You see why guns come in handy? Some good news for those of you who are depending on UPS. A strike looks like it has been likely averted with an 11th-hour deal. We also have a story in your email blast about how recent Supreme Court rulings can affect your pocketbook. It'll impact a lot more with regard to your personal finances. You probably need to read this. The three of these decisions could affect many more, particularly those with bank accounts, past due mortgage payments, and student loans. The perfect crime. Has Google taken over election results?
Yeah.
You got to watch out for this. These big companies have zero regard for political systems, and now with AI coming into play, yep. We're now looking into the technocracy movement as the science of social engineering. According to Technocracy News, big tech giant Apple is being sued by over 1,500 British app developers over excessive fees for access to the App Store, the only means of distributing apps to iPhone users. So what else is new? UFO whistleblowers are going to be testifying as to unknown objects, which are far superior to U.S. tech and government operating with secrecy, according to U.S. Navy F-18 pilot Ryan Graves and retired U.S. Navy Commander David Fravor. These are part of the witness lineup. David Grush is one of them. We told you about him yesterday. They're going to talk all about unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAPs and UFOs. Yep, that's going to happen here shortly in front of Congress today. Florida ocean records right now are unprecedented, with temperatures similar to a hot tub. Are you, man, are really? We're talking about the surface temperature of the Florida oceans reading between 90 and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. You would think it is going to put marine life and ecosystems in peril. Maybe. Maybe marine life said, man, it's hot up here. I think I'll swim deeper. And they do. This is how they would compensate. But of course, they're going to blame it on climate change so they can get their way. Here's another little interesting piece. Earl Blumenauer, you ever heard of him? He's a Democrat. He's been obsessed with a quest to change the way America is farmed and fed. Not a bad thing. He wants to pass a bill to reform farming to center people, animals, and the environment, believe it or not. He wants to transform U.S. agriculture and bring it home. Now, that's something you need to read about. That, of course, is in our email blast for those of you who get it. All right, so now we've got Jason Dirkovics hopefully joining us here after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us for the segment. We'll be back after these important messages.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.